welcome to News Fox. It's Tuesday, the 10th of April.
Ooh.
We just done Easter, didn't we? You really gone and done Easter.
Yep, that was alright, wasn't it?
That I've gone off Easter.
Well, it's gone. It's been and done.
Good,
and gone.
I'm glad.
Why have you gone off it?
Because I just ate half an Easter egg and now I feel really sick.
Well, at least it's gone. You don't have to think about it now.
I do, because it's repeating with me.
So, what do you think of this Faye What's Her Face then?
Faye What's Her Face?
Pug Face Sailor.
From the Seaman?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know really. She got paid some money for talking to Trevor McDonald.
And she can barely speak.
She's not particularly articulate.
No.
She does look nice in a headscarf though.
She doesn't.
No, she doesn't.
That's the unfortunate thing, she looks awful in a headscarf.
So, do you think she should have been paid for talking to Trev? Paid for her story? Or do you say, no, she's a civil servant?
The thing is, you know, I think she should have been paid because everybody else gets bloody paid for selling their shitty stories.
So often their stories are made up also.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, at least she had got a story, even though she's not very good at saying it. It does sound like she's a bit of a wuss, though.
Well, I'm confused about the whole scenario, because it certainly looked like, when you saw the clips of them on TV, they did a little compilation of clips.
Lying.
It was like your best bits from Big Brother, laughing, joking, eating.
Dressing up in headscarves.
Yeah, different, trying on different clothes, doing impressions of each other, all that sort of thing. But when they were telling us about what happened to them, it all actually sounds really sinister, though. You know, they're obviously blindfolded, they saw them from a firing squad, she was separated from the rest of them. She was told that all the others had been set free and she was being kept. It's actually really horrible. But they all seem to be having a nice time, so they're all very good actors. So I say, give them a job. Let's make Triangle. A remake of the show Triangle.
What was that?
I think it's from the 80s, maybe the 70s. And it was like a series about a fairy company, I think. I might be confused.
What do you think Megan / Sarah's law?
I think it's ridiculous.
I think it's ridiculous as well.
Oh, well, there we go then. That's sorted.
Wow, we finally agree on something.
It's amazing. Who'd have thought it would be paedophiles not being exposed in the media?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've got anything else to say about that, really.
No, it's just ridiculous. And as soon as they start doing it, they'll realise just how ridiculous it is.
Chocolate is more likely to lower blood pressure than a soothing cup of tea. As someone who is currently drinking a cup of tea and has recently had some chocolate, how soothed are you feeling?
Reasonably soothed.
Which do you think has done the best work on the soothing front?
Tea. It's always the tea.
There we are. So German scientists are wrong.
They would be. They're German.
Scientists are mad, aren't they? Here's another scientist. Jan Van Damme, which is a brilliant name. He's calculated the world's going to end on October the 31st, Halloween, the year 2 trillion. I'll just do the number because I can't.
You can't read numbers.
I can't read numbers, and this is a really big one. It's got two commas in it. 2252006. What is that? A million? No, that's 2,000,000.
2,252,006.
I could have done it if I'd thought about it a bit more. He's worked out that species tend to have a lifespan of 2.25 million years, which means mankind is due to die out in 2.25 million years to go. So we've not been around for that long. But
I can't see us lasting that long, the rate we're going.
No, but he's saying that's when the world's going to end. And actually, mankind dying out isn't necessarily the end of the world, because a new species might take over, such as the Buttes or the Trogs.
Yeah.
Or some reptiles.
The celebrities.
Sentient reptiles. Who knows? So anyway, that's full. There's another scientific survey has come out today. They've created the perfect formula for a bacon butty. You've examined that story, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, I think they should.
They haven't included ketchup.
They should have tried, yeah, doing something else, really, because everyone likes different things in a bacon butty.
I would like ketchup.
Yeah, and I would like lots of butter on the bread. I'd like whole things.
You want it to be quite...
quite, you know, a mixture of crispy and soft, but also dribbly and warm.
That's made it sound very lovely.
Yes.
Kate Moss She's been hanging out with some fatties.
Oh, good for her.
They've described her as size zero in this paper, but I don't think she is. I think just all sizes have got bigger. What do you reckon? It must have. I think people have got a bit smaller, but not that much smaller, that suddenly everyone's taking two sizes less. I think sizes, they've just picked up sizes so everyone feels better about themselves.
Yeah, I would have thought that Kate Moss was
I tried on a size 12 dress and it literally fell off me.
Really?
Yeah, Marks and Spencer's, and they're known for their bigger sizes, but...
Was it a child's size 12? Age 12?
No. It was a size 12, it fell off me.
You managed to get into a size 12?
Oh, shut up.
Fucking hell, which shop are you in?
Marks and Spencer's, it's a bridesmaid dress.
Special... Sorry.
So, I mean, what you notice though is that she's stood next to some fat people, but they're both wearing quite horrible clothes. She's wearing nice clothes. And also, look at the difference in the skin tone. She's got a lovely smooth skin tone, probably ribble makeup. Mm. And the fatties have got sort of pale, pinky
red
faces.
Yeah.
So generally, she's the winner there because she does look the best.
Yeah.
It's going to be quite like what it's like when I'm a bridesmaid. That'll be me. It'll be Ruth up.
Congratulations
These to... These of them listen, it's fine.
Congratulations to Apple. They've sold 100...
Apple? Chris Martin's baby?
No.
No.
100 million iPods have been sold.
That is a lot of iPods.
It is a lot. Some famous people own them, including the Queen. She has a silver one. She's
wow.
impressed with how small and handy it is.
What does she listen to on it, does it say?
I don't know.
Optic Monkeys?
Gordon Brown boasts, I've got an iPod and I know how to use it. And Tony Blair has one, but he doesn't know how to use it. He has to get his daughter to do it for him. So that's interesting.
That's the iPod news.
My iPod that I bought the other week for £20,
Shuffle.
It retails at £69.
Well, it doesn't, because it's a different model.
Oh, that one.
That's in June 2005, though.
Yeah, but that's the one. That guy. £69.
But now you get this one that clips on.
I know, but that's not the one I've got.
I know. What I'm saying is yours is outmoded.
Not very outmoded.
It's 2 years outmoded. Look how fast Apple iPods...
2005.
Yeah, but it changes so quickly. They only invented it about 10 minutes ago.
It's less than 18 months.
Right, some more teenagers have been killing themselves, killing each other. There's been a drive-by shooting in West Ham. A boy's been stabbed, he's a rapper. They're all black, they're all teenage boys, they're all in London. What we're saying is, if you're a black teenage boy, maybe move somewhere else. You'll be safer.
Yeah, there's a programme on that about the other night about all the gang stuff. Sounds horrific. I'd hate to be a
youth in this day and age.
In London.
Mm. Yeah, it's
definitely
frightening
definitely
world.
Safer to move out.
But yeah, there's been last 2 months there's been seven shot or stabbed to death in the last 2 months. There's one that's clinging on in intensive care, he's a drive-by shooting fella. He's not dead yet.
Horrid. There is a white cat who gets the bus every day and goes one stop. It's been using the number 331 Walsall to Wolverhampton service since January, hopping on at the same stop and jumping off at one 400 metres down the road. A commuter who gets that very same bus said it was strange at first, but now it seems normal. He's a perfect passenger, sits quietly, minds his own business and then gets off.
Aww. So did you just walk back again? A bit of exercise for him.
It's very odd, isn't it?
It's interesting he started in January, which makes me think it was part of a New Year's resolution to maybe get fit when they say, you know, walk an extra...
Get off the
get
bus
off
extra,
stop
stop
early.
Yeah.
What he's doing is getting the bus to stop because he doesn't normally
back.
Get it and then
yeah.
walking back.
Could
I think that's probably what's happening.
Very interesting, though.
Here's some unnecessary use of the word nude. Peeping Tommies, soldier accused of filming nude girl squaddies in the shower. British soldier serving in Iraq is thought to have secretly filmed women's squaddies showering in the nude. They're in the shower, of course they're in the nude. You don't need to emphasise that. It's not Big Brother. That was just what stood out for me about that story.
Of course they're in the nude, they're having a shower. A bamboo lemur has been rejected by his mother. Will I have him? He's been reared by zookeepers. Now they're trying to reintegrate Bilbo. His parents don't like him very much, even though he's got the biggest eyes in the world and tiny little hands.
Which makes him perfect.
Paris Hilton got a couple of bunnies for Easter.
They're cute.
What will she do with them? Though?
Probably gave them to her friends as an Easter present instead of eggs, because they don't eat, because they're all size zero. La 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 la. Britney Spears got a new boyfriend again. This is the third one in as many weeks, I believe. This one is a basketball player who's 6'8", and she's 5'4". So they've calculated, the 3M girls, that he towers more than a foot above her. Precisely a foot and 4 inches. 16 inches in all. I don't know, of course, his name. Lanky Luke, apparently.
How big is his?
Doesn't say how big his is.
And what size is his cock?
I don't know.
A grandmother, age 62, has just got her black belt. Mrs. Athey, who trains at the Dragon Tang Sudo Karate Club in Bristol, can smash through wooden blocks 2 inches thick with her bare hands. She says, "My husband never taps back to me now."
That'll teach him.
So what? Will she like smash his head in if he does?
Probably.
She's nice.
Can I have some ketchup? No! Ketchup in my chip butty. Not my chip butty.
Bacon butty. Bacon butty.
Pete Doherty's baby shambles bandmates are issuing him with an ultimatum. It's Kate or us. Now, can you name anyone who's in baby shambles that isn't Pete Doherty?
Kate?
No, she's not in the band. Do you think band Baby Shambles would be successful without Pete Doherty?
I think they would not be, but I also think they would, even with Pete Doherty, the only thing that makes him interesting is that he goes out with Kate Moss.
Yeah, so maybe what they should do is not, you know...
Don't bite the hand that feeds you.
Exactly that. You've put that perfectly.
Thank you. A sightseer was left clinging onto the side of the cliff after falling from the top. That is fucking stupid, isn't it? I mean, really, you should be careful like, when you're at the side of a cliff. But she got a rucksack caught in a bush, fell off, managed to hold on and phone for help. And, she fell 30 feet but grabbed onto something. And then with one hand got her mobile phone out of her pocket.
Texted her friend, never guess where I am.
On a bus.
There's been another survey.
Mm.
5,000 females for Glamour magazine have been asked who the world's sexiest woman is.
Asked.
Hmm?
Asked. Asked.
Asked.
Don't ask me.
It's Scarlett Johansson.
Mm.
Because she's got a nice bum and nice tits. And a nice face.
Good choice. Who comes second?
Jessica Alba, who...
Never heard of her.
Yeah, no, she's an actress who also has tits and a bum. She, I think...
also has tits and a bum.
Yep, well done her. Giselle, number 3. Jennifer Aniston's number 4.
Why?
Why Jennifer Aniston? She's brilliant. I mean, I wouldn't have said she was particularly sexy.
Well, there you go.
But I do
What's
love her.
What's the poll for?
Sexiest woman. Right. She's got, but tell you what, she has got very good comic timing. And sometimes she has, that's sexy.
If it was, best comic timing, Jennifer fucking Aniston.
Beyonce's only number 8. That's interesting. I think probably
she's black.
Probably racist. Yeah. Anna Nicole Smith. Hold your breath, everyone. The DNA test results will be revealed today, so we'll find out who is the baby's
Who's
father.
Your daddy?
Who is your daddy? I don't think the chances of it being
what if it's a chimera?
OJ Simpson. Oh, interesting.
I put that to you. A space tourist has landed in space. He paid $12.7 million to join 2 Russian cosmonauts, and he's gone up there to have dinner with them, and then he's coming back. So he's just spending 50 hours in total. He's the 5th person to go up there. What do you think of that?
Well, I think it's a shame because if he was down here, he could have earned himself an extra £125 doing a survey, a marketing market research survey on going to space.
This is a great deal, isn't it? If there's any millionaires listening, you can earn yourself £125 by doing a 2-hour survey.
We've been emailed about that.
If you're listening, email us and we'll send you the details and send us a picture as well.
Yes.
Tell us if you're single.
Good news for politics!
Why?
Dave Rowntree from Blur is going to be standing for Parliament. Well, standing for a seat on Westminster Council, which is the same. He's for Labour. He says that Westminster, although it seems quite swanky, it's actually quite, there's areas of it quite deprived, and he wants to stick up for the deprived people. So that's good, isn't it? I think Rowntree, he's the one that you wouldn't in Blur. But I think if out of politicians, maybe you would.
Is there a picture there?
No, I mean, no. The trouble is, he stands next to two very pretty people on quite a lot of occasions. Mm-hmm. He's got a pilot's licence.
A pilot and a politician and a drummer.
Mm. He's sounding good, isn't he?
He's got my vote. Not that he'd be standing in Hackney, but he's got my vote.
Rupert Everett is playing a woman in the new remake of St Trinian's. I used to love St Trinian's films. They were very, very much favourites of mine as a child. Them and Charlie Chan and Miss Marple. He's got weirdly fat ankles, which I'm assuming are padded out.
Yeah, it must have been. No man has ankles like that.
No, I think he's probably got a very slender ankle.
Britney Spears. Terrible, terrible dress sense.
Well, she's meant to. It's a funny dress, isn't it? The dress and the boots go. They're just not very nice. Good hat, though.
But, I mean, the thing that's missing there is a pair of trousers.
Yeah, this very short skirt.
You don't wear boots like that with that length of dress or that hat.
Oh, she's only young. There she is. Somebody's mother. We've all seen her fanny, so, you know. Driving examiners are being attacked more. The attacks against examiners are now at their highest level for 10 years. Guess how many driving examiners got attacked last year?
Well, by the people that they...
they're examining.
God, I can't imagine how many.
29. So that's quite an important story. It's up from 25.
I'm surprised, though. Paris Hilton has an arse.
But not a big enough arse to get into that survey.
Now, Keith Floyd, you can win a dinner date with him. And his favourite kitchen utensil is a bottle opener.
Tony Hadley has hinted that he might get it on with the Kemps again. He said that, you know, he's prepared to let bygones be bygones. Perhaps there will be a Spandy reunion.
It'd be great fun. It'd be a shame not to.
We're definitely going, aren't we?
Oh, God. We will be on the front row.
We'll go more than once, probably. Maybe.
Yeah, I think probably would.
Twice.
And we'll probably throw some knickers and stuff. Dirty ones.
Everybody!
Yes, this is a 2-year-old boy who can surf really well.
Two?
Yeah.
Crikey.
And that's his sister. She's 4. She's very good as well.
He's Australian?
Apparently, because he's practically only a baby. He's not very good at carrying the board into water because it's quite heavy, but once he's on it, he can go 50 metres.
I suppose, you know, part of it. What we were saying earlier about children being fearless. Were we saying that earlier to each other?
Yeah.
You don't learn to be scared.
We're saying it to each other constantly.
It's our mantra. But no, you don't know to be scared of things, so it's one of those things, isn't it? You don't. When you're a kid, you're not scared of falling in the water or anything.
It would be quite an interesting mantra to say, wouldn't it, in the morning? Children are fearless, therefore I'm going to act like a child. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll be more successful.
You know what we were saying about the army earlier, or the Navy, sorry, in that case. The army's about a piece of piss. They've had stuff stolen. They get comfort boxes sent out full of things from their family. These tend to include iPods and DVDs. One woman lost £400 worth of items when they were stolen. Bloody hell. I'd like £400 worth of presents for doing my job.
I'll get you some.
Thank you.
If you saved £50 a month at 2%, guess how long it would take you to become a millionaire.
Sorry, I wasn't listening.
If you saved £50 a month at 2% interest, how long would it take you to become a millionaire?
£50, probably 10,000 years.
177 years.
Oh, less than I thought. Still quite a long time, though.
Do you want some other figures?
Yeah. Well, I save £150 a month.
Okay. It would take you... what percentage?
I mean...
About four?
Probably four, yeah.
It would take you between... it would take you 80 years to become a millionaire.
Really? That's not bad, actually, is it?
Yeah, I mean, you would be dead.
So it's not who knows what's going to happen in the future?
You'll be dead.
Who knows what medical research will give us? Long lives and that. I could live till I'm, 80 plus 28. I could live till I was 108, easy.
You're right. Ideally, you want to save...
What's the shortest amount of time?
Well, this is what I'm getting to. I mean, save £1 million in a month.
You're a millionaire.
But on this chart, £4,000 a month, that's 16%.
Where else do you get a 16% savings account?
Probably that would be stocks and shares.
Okay.
9 years.
I don't have that much money.
No.
Quite considerably less. Oh well, I'll keep people at it for 80 years or so. Schoolboy's got really big feet. They're size 15s. The thing is, he's only 14, so they reckon that he's going to grow another 5 sizes.
Well, he probably won't. Lots of people have their feet fully grown by the time they're 14. And if he does, so what?
We're just saying he's got big feet.
Big wow.
Big feet! Everyone's pulling a sickie today because they want to extend their bank holiday weekend. Had 4 days off. Why not have another one? Mm. Apparently, 12% of illness-related absences each year are bogus, and it's costing the economy $1.6 billion a year.
But most of those people are only playing solitaire anyway, aren't they? 10 o'clock tonight, Channel 4. Watch the world's worst sex change surgeon. Mr. John Ronald Brown spent 30 years operating in garages, offices and motel rooms. That should be good. It's on for an hour and 5 minutes.
Brilliant. Two teenage girls. It's not just teenage boys up to no good. Two teenage girls in Swindon did an armed robbery. They looked about 15. They looked 15, so that means they're probably about 10. They had £500, had a gun. They wore hoodies and tracksuit bottoms.
I hate teenage girls.
This headline. Engaged after 4 minutes, then we wed 4 days later.
What? After 4 minutes?
Yeah, what actually is the story is that they met online. And they were chatting for a year before they met. And then as soon as they met, they decided to get married. Which is lucky, because if one of them hadn't fancied the other, that could have been quite embarrassing.
I suppose they'd sent pictures and things.
Probably, yeah. They'd already decided they loved each other. They look quite well suited, actually.
They do look quite similar as well, don't they? So we've got a little baby.
Yeah. So, you know.
That's quite nice, isn't it?
That's lovely.
Fashion.
This isn't a fashion page.
You know? What's that then?
It's a girl wearing a dress. This is about people who were anorexic and then they put on some weight.
Oh.
She bought a little bit too much.
We're whopping. She's listening and now she's going to lose all of it.
She doesn't know which one we took, it's obvious. With a whopping 1,273 calories in the average Easter egg, we all blew the dice at the weekend. The new website helps you undo the damage with the help of an offsetting calendar, which works out what you have to do to cancel out those chalky calories. For example, if you ate one Easter egg, you'll need to substitute your fried sausage and bacon for a grilled mushroom and tomato and go for a 2-hour walk. So it's assuming that you just have generally a bad diet, I think. If you ate 5 eggs, bloody hell, you'll need to substitute crisps and fizzy drink for a smoothie. Eat a piece of fruit and swim for 2 hours. Who'd have thought that if you know, if you've eaten too much, if you then next day you ate less,
that would be good for you. It's extraordinary, the things very, that people very, come out with.
Very clever website. Stars.
What? Oh, okay.
Tell me one.
Do we tell you what the predictions are, or tell me a star sign?
Tell me a star sign, I'll do you a prediction.
Libra.
You are going to spank an idea on the head. Want to know what that means?
Yeah, because it's absolute gibberish.
Call me on 0898 0898 9898.
Cancer.
You're going to get cancer. Sorry.
Hence the name. 10 o'clock tonight on Channel 4, the world's worst sex change surgeon.
How do they describe it?
It's very similar, but there's a preview here. A simple title that says it all. John Brown is America's most notorious doctor, a man who operated legally for 30 years, killing at least one patient and maiming many more. He performs surgery in garages, offices, hotels, and cuts up bits of bath towels he uses medical swabs.
Oh dear.
He pioneered a new type of male-to-female sex change, which left some of his patients calling him an angel.
Wow.
Footage of some of his ops are featured, so not for the faint-hearted.
So he must have been reasonably good at it.
Yeah. Probably. He's probably not the worst, he's probably just the cheekiest.
You could maybe have... Have you ever considered a sex change?
No.
You'd make a reasonable man.
How dare you!
What?
I want to be a man, they're horrible.
But you'd be a nice one.
A what?
A nice one.
A nice man?
Think about it.
Michael Palin?
Think about it anyway, that's all I'm saying. Everything's worth considering once.
I've considered it, no. Thanks for listening, we'll be back tomorrow.
Bye.
Have a nice day.
Yeah, probably drink some hot water and lemon juice tonight, no chocolate.
No chocolate for you, chocolate. That'll offset some chocolate.
No chocolate, you fatties.